I have not seen such an unfocused mess from you people since season one. So I'm gonna drink. Live from Skyboy's palatial estate in Racine, Wisconsin. Oh, it's that podcast. Guys, games and beer!
Yay! Hey, look, I got my shot.
So, Larry, what is... Well, no, never mind, fuck that.
What hey, Larry, what are you drinking?
Irish cream.
Oh, nice, out of a Dixie cup.
That's right.
We are classing it up tonight, man.
Today we are using the condenser microphone.
Sweet. They actually people say I drink too much, so I just drink out of
those
this.
A 100 times. Everclear.
Hey, once you open a sleeve of Dixie cups, you have to use the entirety of it. They just go bad.
That's true.
That's right.
All right, so, Rob, what are we doing tonight?
It's mech day.
It's been mech day?
It's like Christmas.
Mech day all day!
Okay, so, Larry, explain to people what it takes to put on a successful mech day.
Well, first you got to start with buying a few equipment. Like $1,500 worth of equipment.
So, yes, about $1,500.
Nine controllers, nine televisions, nine Xboxes, so that you can have nine people play all at once.
So, what have we done today? We have achieved, I think, literally, yeah. So PAX, from what I understand, PAX East had a setup of 20 Xboxes and controllers and did a line of contact with up to 20. We managed to actually get nine people all in on separate rigs today on a local area network. Damned impressive.
So you see why we don't go to PAX? We're halfway there already.
That's right. We spent the money we would have gone to PAX on our own controllers.
And really, it was because we're civic-minded. So this way we didn't have to drink and drive to get there.
That's
we
true.
Just
because
drink here.
We're all pretty well stoned
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, that's right. So, it's good of us, really.
Okay. There's that moment of silence. I missed that.
Oh, good. So, Rob, the first, I think, what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk to Tom, actually, quite a bit.
And that's it. That's all we're doing.
Yeah, it's all about mech day. So, we're gonna get Tom.
Up close and personal.
Larry, you got to go get Jimmy to come down. Make Jimmy come down.
You are bigger than him. You can just pull him down.
Come on. I think if we all go up there, he can't say no.
That's true. We could all just
the stairway would get
we could
really
go,
crowded.
We could
though.
Go bum rush his house.
Let's do it.
This camera could do like a
I'm a little concerned that you want to bum rush your little brother.
Which project where we take the camera?
We do all right,
so Rob, we are going to go. We're going to talk today about Mech Day because this is something we've done for now. This is our third annual Mech Day. So 2 years ago. We started out, I think you had your controller.
3 years ago.
No, this is the third year.
Third year.
Okay,
right.
So.
We've had controllers for 3 years.
Yeah, but the first mech day was.
That was with Battle Force.
Correct, we were playing Battle Force.
Mech Force? No, we had our controllers.
Yeah, we had
I'm sorry, I lived it, you know.
We were playing Mech Force.
Snobby face. I lived it. God damn it, Laura.
Correct. It was mine, Jimmy's, and yours.
Yeah.
So we had three, and then you could still play on the keyboard. So we did. That was the very first Mech Day. And what was the first Mech Day movie night?
Robot Jocks.
Sweet, because we got at the second. Because the second.
Now episode. I know what it feels like being a porno.
All right. Yeah, because
a bad one.
We are actually reaching back towards. We are going to show Robot Jocks again because you cannot beat a chainsaw cock.
You can't.
That is the best scene in the movie. Whoa!
And that is the name of this episode.
Nope, that's gonna happen.
You cannot beat a chainsaw
cock. Yes!
Chainsaw cock?
Yeah. It was just the way that shot was like presented, it was like, there's gonna be something coming out of his crotch.
Either it's a gun or something. Some ridiculous. Chainsaw! Yes! I'm a lumberjack and that's okay.
So we're doing two movies tonight. We are going to do War of the Worlds Goliath.
The problem is really Robot Jocks.
Oh, no, wait.
Oh, don't make me pull out the damn cartridge.
Right, and that is the second. Here, wait. We're doing
that's
the
it.
Flask.
That is it.
The flask.
No, we got to do it.
No. We're talking
should
about
we drink out of the flask?
I think Jonah's got something
he
to
can't,
say.
He can't.
And in
all
the flask.
All right, so, movies.
No, not yet. Mechs first.
You want to talk actual mechs? No, I mean,
let's talk about mechs.
No, I'm not, like, changing to the next subject. I was going to talk about...
Wait, where are you going with this?
I was going to go with movies.
I thought we were doing movies second.
No, we're talking about...
Like, Transformers.
Totally different topic. I was talking about what movies have we run. Do you remember...
Turn the car on. Let's go.
Do you remember what movies were run on Mech Day? The first 2 years.
Yeah, of course.
You remember them all?
There's like two.
It's Robot Jocks and Robot Wars.
Thank you.
Robot Jocks 2, just because they really wanted to work off of Robot Jocks, because Robot Jocks was such a success that Robot Wars really needed that in the title.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. That bought Cheesy to a whole new level.
The movie about unsuccessful transport. Expedition.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What Robot Wars.
And the transport is like a scorpion.
Yeah.
Because that was the most efficient shape was to build a scorpion with the tail. It's the most aerodynamic. No. Don't put it on a plane. Don't fly it over there. I spent all my money on this fucking scorpion.
It is the Bruce Spruce of transportation.
Oh, very nice. Very well played.
Yeah.
So those, and tonight's movies are going to be Rob. What are tonight's movies?
Hell if I know. It's going to be Robot Jocks. I know that.
Yes, that's the second feature.
Are we doing Pacific Rim Job?
No. We are doing War of the Worlds Goliath.
Oh, yeah.
Which really...
I asked for Pacific Rim.
Yeah, I feel like Pacific Rim.
We've all seen it.
Yeah. But it's awesome.
But we've all seen it.
We've seen Robot Jocks.
But you've all seen it.
No, it is good.
Why would I show it again?
Good because I didn't even know there was War of the Worlds Goliath. So that
see?
Is good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I've never seen it, and I couldn't even remember the name of it.
Thank
so.
You. See?
I didn't
so
know that was a thing.
I'm expanding your horizons, for the love of God.
Oh,
that's all
God.
You've been trying to do all these years.
That's everything. Yeah. It's all about expanding your horizons.
You've been expanding something, Tom. Yeah,
like well. Russian art?
Oh, dude, that was... Again, it was not
inside
my
joke.
Fault. I know. It was not my fault. It was critically acclaimed. Boring as fuck. But critically acclaimed.
We do these movie nights, and it not always on Mech Day.
I mean,
but we do other movies. And what was the name of that terrific art film? The Russian art film. Basically,
no,
the
Russian art.
Russian art.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was.
This has been the most pointless conversation we've ever had on this show.
I think I've captured what that movie was like.
Boring as fuck.
But Larry's just
what a great first segment.
Did any of you guys win, or did you guys all get your asses kicked in mech for?
Patrick,
you won.
Victory.
I came in second. And that one
oh, yeah.
Now I got stuck on my back and literally after a minute and a half of trying could not get myself upright. I knew how to stand that shit up.
A minute and a half later, I still couldn't get upright.
Like, I even, like, unplugged and replugged the pedals and everything, and it didn't work. And so I'm like, fuck it, eject.
You know, here's the thing.
Yes,
all this bragging. I killed a 30 UMFers and I couldn't even move for the first half of the game.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Rob forgot how to actually shift.
No, it wasn't the shift. They kept going. It's in neutral. It's in freaking neutral because it won't move. Yeah, the pedals were unplugged for the first half.
Well, that explained it.
Yeah, that did explain it.
Okay, that is good, actually. That's amazing.
So my mech had technical problems. It had paralysis.
I was doing well until Ramathor took over.
Yeah, no,
the mech that ran.
The hell was doing that? Was doing
that one guy just
Patrick,
rams you.
Patrick, I'm going to put my shield down and just ram the shit out of you constantly.
Rich? Yeah, there was a guy in there. Yeah.
Rich.
And we were fighting, and we're fighting, and it's good, and everything's fine. but then he just keeps ramming me and I fall over. I get back up and he rams me and I fall over. Now, I realize in war, you do what you got to do. But it's like, let me just kill me with unlimited future technology and you have to ram me to death. You know what I mean? Like, there's all these fucking lasers and machine guns and missiles.
That's how most of Rich's dates goes, too, you know?
I kind of appreciate that.
It feels
well, this is so bad, it's not even going in the episode at this point.
Like camping to me.
You know what? I'm totally going to cut to the next topic because that was so bad,
really?
You guys. That we haven't done this bad since the first... I don't know. Larry! No, we were starting with live action, but why is it so dang hard to make a good mech film?
You know, I'm not sure the audience is there. I think there's something of a specialist.
Are you talking about this show?
No. And because audience, large audience equals big budget, and it's difficult to make a high.
Good.
Fight the drunken Larry.
You don't think like Robot Jocks in some ways is a good mech movie. But it's a low budget mech movie.
I think the problem is there's not enough chainsaw cocks. I mean, if every movie had a chainsaw cock, I'd watch so much more of them.
Maybe we have to establish what we think makes a good mech movie in the first place.
Wait a minute. So, are we
like a robot scorpion, and there was a
that
desert.
Was robot wars.
Okay,
it's terrible, uglier brother.
I thought you were talking about my brother for a second. Okay. it was like in a Fever Haze. I remember like little bits of it because I was homesick from school. So it was like in between fits of consciousness. I remember robot scorpion, desert, greatest movie I've ever seen to my like 14-year-old mind.
And you were probably really fucked up on some drugs.
Oh, yeah, dude. I had, like, coding working in here, so...
Oh, yeah. Everything's awesome. Yeah. Home improvement. Oh, no. This old house is great.
Hey, whatever you say, Bob Vila is, a carpentry wizard.
A champion.
Bob Vila was my hero.
You heard it on Mech Night. Bob Vila, carpentry wizard. So, wait a minute. No, Larry, you've been talking the whole time.
What makes a good Mech movie?
No!
I want to throw it out. What makes a good mech?
We've been talking about that, and I'm going to throw out.
Ooh,
I'm going to throw out.
Jim's going to throw down off camera.
Wait. Ha. All right, fine. While they're whispering to each other,
sweet nothings.
I'd like to bring up the topic. Does a chainsaw cock make for a good mech movie?
I think it's part of it. But it's also got to have a rocket punch attack where it just, like, flies off and just boom. Because you got to have...
The cock or the fist?
Both. Because you got to have, like, guts because, like...
Damn, double fisting.
Yeah. You're getting rid of one of your arms as a weapon in order to do the rocket punch.
So I'm with the rocket fist.
Rocket
too, yeah, I'm with the rocket fist.
I agree.
Jonah, rocket fist, that okay?
No.
Okay,
you think that they should lose a fist?
I think Jonah's grumpy and is going to disagree with everything.
Okay, here's the reason why. All right, so if you're getting rid of your fist, the only way that you can recover, like say you have two rocket fists, right? You get rid of both your fists. What are you going to have, your shoulder guns?
No.
Hey, I can lose both my hands if I still have my chainsaw.
I got this whole thing planned out. All right.
Jonah here is
No, okay. Okay, once you get rid of, you guys aren't thinking this through. Once you get rid of your rocket fists, you have these,
stumps?
No, these stumps, and then they turn into chainsaws. And then,
you at least have
a backup weapon, but then you'll have, like, short little T-Rex arms.
Oh, no, that's the ultimate gutsy move.
Say you're down to your last, like, power supply. Your enemy's laughing in your face saying, I'm going to kill you like I killed your papa or your dada. You do the rocket punch, hit him in his weak spot, explosion, end credits. You're the best around.
What if we tether said
song,
rocket fist?
But
the best.
Wait, James, don't we've abandoned the concept of the cock weapon as well? Like, what?
I do have a thought here. You
okay, you have a thought?
What?
You need a thought.
Okay, I have an actual thought about why it's hard to make a mech movie, and that is because there is no real life analog to it. Like, we can make a movie about space travel because we know some stuff about actual space travel. We can make a movie that has lasers and stuff in it because we know about that kind of technology already. But there's nothing in real life that is like a giant robot. There's no way that Japanese have 40-story tall giant fighting robots. Oh, you're right.
There is power armor now. Power armor is starting.
Again, but that the concept of traveling to Mars or something is a whole lot closer than 40-story giant fighting robots. That's why it's hard to make a good mech movie, because we don't know enough about the real-life technology to make it good.
That at least shows some forethought.
Jess is a smart man.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Like, the reason why nerds love Star Trek is because it's a good, like, sci-fi story, but also there's stuff in there where they...
Star Trek?
Everything in Star Trek, though, is based on technology that's around today. It's just expanded and exaggerated. I'm saying there's nothing... Oh, boy.
That's big.
Yes, they're called... Like a bear in Larry.
What I'm saying is currently... Right. What I just... No. Okay. You're getting... No. We're not... The only reason why I brought that up is to say because currently... There are we as a race have a way to have a way we travel in space currently, so that is more easy for us to say, okay, look at the technology that we have now, and let's just use our imagination and expand upon it. What would it be like in 100 years? Okay, we do not have giant fighting robots at all now, nothing close. We sure fine battle bots, whatever you want to call it. Maybe the thing that Sigourney Weaver drives that loads the things. But that's it. So that, in my opinion, that's why it's actually hard to make a good mech movie, because they're so far outside of the, like, what?
The realm of what we actually.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. I mean,
because it's literally, like, it might take us, you know, whatever, 100 or 200 years to go, like, warp speed or whatever the fuck, but it's going to take us forever to make a 40-story tall giant fighting robot. Like, it's just never... And it's a really super inefficient way to wage a war. I mean, outside of the practicalities of that... You're right. Well, that was my point.
Going back, that's why there's been so many critically acclaimed, like, historical movies like Braveheart, and then Rob Roy and places, things like that, because those things actually... Pee Wee Herman. Totally.
Excellent adventure.
Yes.
Very, very.
Go back to like Braveheart,
part one.
Nice. But that's because we've actually got something to build on for that. Star Trek is interesting because it shows how interesting we could progress in the future. Like a lot of like equality between like different alien species and genders, everything. It just seems like a really progressive, really nice place to live. If you're not cruising around in a starship shooting things.
So you're saying that nobody wants to live in the mech worlds.
But there's no giant fighting robots.
Giant fighting robots will always be something cool. But the actual like physics behind it is just going to be a tremendous waste of time and resources when there's more practical ways to kill your opponent.
Like Humvees.
You know what? That may actually be more the point that most of the mech universes kind of suck. And maybe that's why it's, you know, and off camera someone had mentioned that they thought to make a good mech movie you needed to care about the pilots and the mechs. But the problem, if it's a really horrible world, you don't care about any of them.
That's not true.
You know?
There are lots of dystopian futures in books and movies I think care about the character.
I think he's talking about the quality of it.
Well, I mean, you see, it's really hard. Like, okay, if you play Warhammer 40K, in some ways, it's hard to root for the Imperial because they're a fascist society of genetically bred fighters that it's hard to say, yeah, they're the good guys because in some ways, they're not really. You know, I mean, so
Warhammer is like praying.
And Warhammer has some of the problems with.
It's true. But people like Battlestar Galactica, that was pretty great.
I mean, like,
except for when
you know, but you cared about the characters. You cared about the characters and you cared about Battlestar Galactica. You Galactica itself. You cared about Galactica. You wanted Galactica to survive, not only the characters, but the ship.
So you didn't give. Yeah, but
just like it blew up at the end. Star Wars. You know what? There's something to that. Just like in Star Trek, will you care if the Enterprise survives?
They blew it up three times.
But you cared.
Not much, really, because I knew they were gonna get a cooler one.
You still didn't want the Enterprise to die.
All right.
Descending into chaos.
I'm gonna wrap this up. No, there are some gems of goodness in this. Number one, we all agree that chainsaw cocks are cool.
Here.
Hi.
It's a mixed bag on whether rocket punches are cool or not, but everybody agrees it'd be cool to watch a rocket punch.
I think cock flamethrowers are better, but
five
you know.
Times it would be something to see. But after that, it'd be
a weapon,
like,
not, you know, not a great.
Yeah, like the novelty is kind of worn off.
All right, so we're all with that.
So much better than rocket punch.
And we all agree that really the problem with mech films is a lack of character development.
Yeah, that seems right. I think that summarizes the chaos well.
Well, I'm going to talk right over Ben and say thanks for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. This is a rough episode, so if you're watching it, man, God bless you. We love you. Bye. Say goodbye.
Sorry.
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.